Our landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, refined landscapes you can definitely picture around your home. Again, they are located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. This family would love for you to join in on the spring celebration. Pasiglia.com, it's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center, 636-458-9202. Open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Ken with Ram Roofing and Windows. We're a full-service home exterior company specializing in roofs and windows. We're a little different than our competition because we are an official Pella window contractor. What does that mean? That means we get special pricing from Pella, and we pass that down to you, the homeowner. Let us show you how affordable Pella windows can be for your home. We will also not send a pushy, high-pressure salesman who's only interested in making the sale and collecting their commission. Instead, I will personally meet with you, give you a free, no-obligation proposal. And since we're not paying a commission to a salesman, I pass those savings down to you. No one in St. Louis can beat our prices on Pella windows and doors. We also have 18 months 0% interest for people who qualify. So give us a call, 314-726-7663. 314-726-7663. That's 726-7663. Ram Roofing and Windows.
Have your floors taken a beating the last few years? I have a solution for you. I've just purchased a truckload of hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring that you'll have to see to believe. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. This is a high-quality, 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory hardwood floor at an incredible price of $3.59 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak, and for only $3.59 a square foot. That's 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory, and your choice of four gorgeous neutral colors. For only $3.59 a square foot, all with a 25-year wear and finish warranty. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield. We're online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
It's hot.
You said it.
And getting hotter at Suburban Leisure Center. No, we're not just talking about the temperature outside. We're talking about the hot, sizzling prices inside Suburban Leisure Center.
What does that mean for you?
Well, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And a tremendous savings up to 50% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like it did in the picture.
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less, up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
What's in a name? Growing up, my dad always told me that a man is only as good as his word. Later, I learned that a good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Hi, my name is Chuck Easter with Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. When my name is on your fence, deck, remodeling project, or landscape project, you know that the work was done right with integrity, pride, and great care. We never cheat. We don't cut corners. We are committed to doing what's right and providing the best product and unmatched craftsmanship at a fair price. At Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, our customers become friends because we treat them like family. And you have our family guarantee that even if it's the first job Dad did in 1957, if we didn't do it right or didn't do what we said, we'll fix it for free. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500. That's 314-892-8500 or easterfence.com.
Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, where customers become friends.
Hi, John Grayson here, inviting you to join me Friday, June 23rd at the AD Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, all to benefit our wounded veterans. The proceeds are going to Project Healing Waters and Focus Marines Foundation. The barbecue is from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and I'll be broadcasting live from 10 till 1. It's all for a good cause, helping our wounded veterans who are there for us. It's the AD Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, benefiting our wounded veterans. Friday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at 5434 Natural Bridge. See you there.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blom with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
ever.
The air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
reliable radio communication.
Stand
up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 19th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. There are two in the St. Louis area. There are many, many more all over the country. But hey, we don't live all over the country. We live here. We'll tell you where those two are located, what it is they do, and how you go about finding out whether or not a simple arch support, an insert in your shoe, your existing shoes, you have to buy new shoes, how that may be the pain relief you've been looking for, even if the pain is not in your feet. That sounds crazy. We'll tell you about it. After this, at the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, it's a perfect time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can explore what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. I heard Jeff Carey earlier talking about the passing of Bill Dana, who played the part of Jose Jimenez. He was a cousin to Hebe Jimenez. Hebe changed the pronunciation a little bit.
I thought that was the Safari Coffee guy.
Was that the...
No.
And that was Dana Brown.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? Dana Brown, how did he die? Hang on, Rat Boy's trying. He choked on what?
Cheese.
No, he choked on cheese. I don't know. I don't remember. It's Safari Coffee. Remember that?
Yeah.
I love those commercials. Yeah, that guy, well, that's another story for another time. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra.
And there was Yul Gibbons.
Yul Gibbons, who ate branches and stuff and then died at, like, I don't know, 45.
Because he ate a picnic table or something.
Yeah, he kept telling you, you can be lost in this twig. It's a good, good fiber. Man, you're old. Yul Gibbons. You're brought to you by Good Feet. Peon just looks around like, what are they talking about? Good Feet. Here's the deal. You have pain, and it's driving you nuts, and you don't want to take a lot of the heavy-duty painkillers because they constipate you. That's true. They do. That's one of the side effects of the heavy narcotic stuff is, you know, you can't poop, and who wants that? So you say, well, I don't want to do that. And then you don't want to be on, you don't have surgery, if you can help it. In many cases, people are... Here's a good word, flabbergasted. That's a good word. I don't know who made that up. That's a good one. When they realize that the relief they've been looking for has been waiting in the back at the Good Feet store, back there in the back room where they store all the arch supports and inserts, and there's one pair back there with your name on it. And when you finally find it, and they put it in your shoe, and you get up and walk around, you go, I can't believe this. I can feel the difference already. That back pain is not there that was there. That sounds crazy, I know. But it's not so crazy for the thousands of people who've gotten relief by simply letting that little appliance redistribute the weight and the way that weight is coming down on
your foot, especially one part of your foot that shouldn't bear that load that it's bearing. So it's sort of with a minor change, a little modification, evens things out so that pressure isn't there that was there. And pressure in certain parts of your feet can manifest itself in other places, back, neck, headaches, true. Now, that's not to say good feet's the answer for everything. It's not. If you've got a spur that needs to be shaved down, well, that's not going to happen with an insert. But why don't you give this a try? What you make? I was going to say make an appointment. You don't have to. You don't make an appointment. You just go in. Just walk in. Make sure you tell them your AM and the PM. That's real important. And in about half an hour, I would say tops 40 minutes, you'll know. And you may very possibly join the thousands of people who found the relief they looked for. They were looking for, they found it in a good feet store. There are two in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive, just west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, the good feet stores. Last week, off the air, Peon said something that I just find, I don't know, I don't think... Maybe there are more people that do this. I said, what kind of ring tone do you have on your phone? You know, Londo's got that quack, quack, quack. Mm-hmm. And he said, I don't know. I've never heard it. His phone never rings.
He's
never taken it off vibrate.
I know.
So like, you don't even know you don't have a ring.
No. Well, the last couple phones, I've done that. I just always keep it on vibrate just because.
Well, then it's people like you and my wife that irritate me because I call and call and don't answer. Well, you didn't hear it because it doesn't ring. Yeah. It never rings.
It buzzes, though. It buzzes in
but
my pocket.
But if you set it, if you put it down
table,
somewhere. I don't know. I just find that really interesting that you never take it off vibrate.
No.
Wow. You weirdo.
And probably if I didn't work here. If I worked in another job, otherwise I would never remember to turn it off.
Yeah, mine's on vibrate now. As soon as the show's over, I kick the ringer back on. Oh, well. I made up an expression, to each his own.
Oh, that's good.
I hope you like it. I hope it makes sense. Is there an expression, no bones about it? Make no bones about
it?
Yeah. What the heck does that
mean? I have no idea what
these are things that drive me nuts, and things I've never thought of before. For some reason, I'm starting to make no bones, but it doesn't make any sense. Here's another one. How about this? Well... It really irked to me. Now, irk is always used as past tense. Never.
Right.
Well, if he doesn't watch it, I'm going to have to irk him.
Yeah.
Or stop irking that guy. It's always past tense. Well, it really irked me. What is that? What's irk? I didn't look it up. Maybe I should look it up. Maybe there's a definition for the word irk. Okay, these are just like sidebar random thoughts. Here's another one. This Trivago guy on television. Get rid of this guy.
Oh.
The creepiest looking.
You're talking about the guy with that goofy, he looks like a military guy or something?
Yeah,
or?
But his body is disproportionate. His head.
Oh, yeah.
There's something alien-like about this guy.
I
Get
know.
Rid of the Trivago guy.
No, I'm
he
with
creeps
you.
Me out.
It's very weird.
He's not a bad-looking guy, but there's something weird about him.
And it doesn't make sense.
What?
The Trivago guy, the guy walking around with his little outfit on, his military type outfit.
Well,
or
don't
something.
Wear a military outfit. You
well, it looks like doesn't he wear some goofy? He wears
no.
like a hat or
you got somebody else. This is just a guy, and he's just I don't know. He's creepy. Get rid of him. Replace him with somebody else. Yeah, off the air, Peon said, I mentioned Captain Fantastic, the movie. I saw it over the weekend. My wife bought it or rented it or something. And I mentioned it, and Peon said, oh, yeah, Paul talked about it. Paul who?
Paul Harris.
Harris, yeah.
He doesn't work here anymore. He got fired a long time ago.
No.
He's here on Fridays
on this show, actually.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I saw this movie. Whoever gave it the name Captain Fantastic should never get a job in the movie business again. It's misleading. I thought it was like a Marvel Comics hero thing. It's not.
That's what they talked about at the time. It means nothing about what the movie's about.
And when she said, oh, I picked up a couple of movies, and I said, what are they? And when she got to the Captain Fantastic, I said, I don't want to watch it. I've had enough of the Hulk. And she goes, no, it's not. And it's not. It has nothing to do with that. It's a family that lives off the grid. It's actually very interesting. Hmm. It's weird. But I think most people will find it interesting. It's a little out there. It's like you watch it and go, well, you know, that couldn't really happen. But a lot of it could. And there's some interesting survival things in there. You might learn a little. It's different. Let's put it that way. Captain Fantastic. I want to say something about a guy on Channel 4 on the news. His name is Eric Cox. He's a young guy. And usually when you see a new face on TV anchoring the news, and they look like, it looks like you're watching some university station, a college student. This guy's really, he's going to go somewhere, I think. His name is Eric Cox. And again, I'm watching 4 now because listen closely, Channel 5. Get rid of the 5 on your side. Get rid of that. Oh, my. It doesn't even sound natural. We now go live to 5 on your side. Emily Dickinson. Stop it. Stop it. News Channel 5. That was good. That was good. It says you're a news. You concentrate on the news. 5 on your side. Knock it off. Way to go, Eric Cox. I think you're doing a good job, and I think you're going to do well in the business. Like I know anything about the TV business. Hi again to Bill Kohlberg, who I was supposed to say hi to because he introduced his son to this show like 20 years ago, and I blew it, and I forgot to do it at 3:15. I feel horrible, so hopefully he heard it last hour, or he'll hear it now, one or the other. This is a very strange case in San Francisco where a judge has convicted this girl of killing her boyfriend. Get this. What she did was, by texting him, encouraged him to kill himself.
Oh,
she's up for manslaughter charges.
I know. They put her up.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's a dicey. Be very careful here. They're going to appeal it. And if this holds up, I just think that you could look. I could text you, Dan. Come on, jump off the bridge. Now, if you do it, I shouldn't be charged with your death because you were dumb enough to listen to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is a very weird case, but that's where we're headed with all this texting and social media and bullying and stuff. It's a whole new set of rules that are going to have to.
And how old were they? Do we know?
Well, they weren't kids. They weren't.
I don't think she should be held accountable.
Let's see if it says
no. If you,
he's 18. He was 18.
Okay.
You read the text though, and it sounds like an evil person.
He had pumped the carbon monoxide into the car, and then he had gotten out. And she's encouraging, get back in. Come on, you got to go through with it.
Yeah, she's you told me you were going to do this.
So now, damn it, kill yourself.
Oh, yeah, you have to read the text. If you just hear the headline, you go, oh, my gosh.
But it'd be one thing if he'd mentally challenged or something, and you're talking to somebody who's incompetent and incapable of thinking straight. I don't know. That's a tough. Yeah, she's a little bitch, obviously, but still, she didn't murder him. That's a tough one. Now, farm people, Farmer Dave, I hope you're listening to this. There's a farmer who has died. Now, this was in Mexico, but hey, a pig's a pig, a fire's a fire, and a grill's a grill. This could happen anywhere. He died from an infection. He got into a fight with a pig. He came home drunk after a party, and somehow, nobody really knows, he starts fighting with the pig, which they kept at their house, and the pig bit his privates off.
Whoa.
And bit off 3 of his fingers. And he died from infection, so hey.
It was payback from them making sausage, you know.
He saw him make sausage out of his brother and bacon. He goes, well, I'll show you. I'm going to eat my family. I'll bite your privates off. And then there's this guy. Kirk Jones has died jumping in the water at Niagara Falls with no barrel, no anything, because he had done it before. He did it back in 2003. And he had told some friends that he wanted to kill himself, it says, but then he jumped and survived and was real happy and proud of himself. And then he turns around last week or something, does it again, and this time it didn't work out so well. Now he's dead. I don't understand any of this. Who would do this twice?
I guess the second time he thought he was going to survive, since he survived the first time.
I did it once, I'll do it again. Yeah. And here's the thing. The first time he did it, then he had to pay a $3,000 fine for performing the stunt. Nothing about this makes any sense. You know what? Sometimes I hate to say this. You read stories, you go, you know what? You deserve to die. The Mount Everest people. Sorry, but...
Well, yeah, there was like somebody was mentioning a story, and I saw it online today about the matador that got killed in Spain. Good. You know what?
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
But I'm really not.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Especially the way I hear they treat those bulls anyway.
Okay, how about the running of the bulls when a guy gets gored and they're running down the street?
Oh, right.
I have no... I don't care.
No.
In fact, I've watched some of the footage. I get a big kick out of it.
I root for the bulls in all those cases. Because they end up killing all those bulls, too. They stab them with all the spears.
Nah, the bulls should stomp them.
Did you go on one of our trips? We went to a bull.
I wouldn't go. No, I wouldn't go.
And I went.
Mexico. I heard about it.
I went. It was horrible.
It's barbaric, yeah.
I would never go again. And it was really... you do root for the bull.
I don't get how that's a spectator sport.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, well... rest in peace, Mr. Jones. You jumped your last jump at Niagara Falls. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Janet, thank you for sending me this. It's a little different twist on a joke I've told many, many times. I kind of like this one better, I think. This is a story about a woman who's aging. She's not that old. She's 47. But women... they're different than we are. They look in the mirror.
They sure are.
And they pat themselves under the chin. They pull their skin back to see how they look if their eyes were done. And so she has plastic surgery. And you can't count on what you think when you look in the mirror to be the way other people see you. So she's at the grocery store, and when she's checking out, she just asks the girl, the cashier, she says, if you don't mind my asking, now she's 47, but she's just had plastic surgery. She says, how old do you think I am? And the young girl says, oh, I don't know, 32, 33 maybe. She goes, I am 47. You believe it? And the girl says, no. She says, yep. I'm 47. Thank you. Have a nice day. She walks out. So then she, on the way home, stops at McDonald's. She goes in McDonald's to pick up some stuff for the kids. And when they hand the food to her over the counter, she says, if you don't mind, I'm just curious. How old do you think I am? And the clerk, or whatever you call the McDonald's person behind the counter, says, well, I don't know, but look, we don't have time for games. We've got people behind you, and we're busy. She goes, don't take a second. It's important. How old do you think I am? And the McDonald's worker says, 29, 30, maybe tops 32. No, I'm 47. You believe it? Thank you. And she walks out. Now, she goes by the gas station, and she gets gas, and she goes in the little convenience store. And there's an older guy, and there's like not real old, but it's like upper 70s. And she says, hey, if you don't mind, would you just tell me how old you think I am? He goes, well, he says, my eyes aren't what they used to be. I don't see that well, but I'll tell you. When I was a young man, I used to be able to tell how old a woman was, and I never missed. Always right on the money. And I could still do it. She says, what are you talking about? He says, if you let me put my hands up under your blouse and feel your breasts, I will tell you exactly how old you are. She says, well, I never. How dare you? And then she starts thinking about it. She goes, she's really curious. She goes, well, okay, step back here in the corner where the ice machine is. And all right, go ahead. So he takes both hands, reaches up under her blouse, and pulls her bra loose, and he's feeling and getting the butt. She goes, how long is this going to take? He says, hang on. I never mess this up. I'll tell you how old you are. And a few more feels and finds. She says, all right, that's enough. How old am I? He says, 47. You're 47. She says, how in the world did you do that? He said, I was behind you at McDonald's.
Time for a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
You mean Tim Edlund.
Oh, Tim Edlund. That's right. I am sorry. Oh, my goodness. I forgot about Tim Edlund.
get it right.
Okay? Yes, okay. Here's Tim Edlin with a look at traffic.
Yeah, we've got a couple different incidents. We've got a lot of different incidents going on. Let me give you some good news first. Eastbound 5570 at 157. That accident has been cleared. Now, your backup goes west of Highway 55. Take a little bit to clear that out. We've got double accidents now. One on southbound 270 at Ladue. Another one blocking the two left lane southbound 270 just before Big Bend. You're jammed up from Page. You've got a stalled vehicle that was blocking one of the lanes on westbound 364 after the Veterans Bridge had you backed up almost to the Maryland Heights Expressway. Got another accident on eastbound Highway 70 on the Illinois side, midway between 55 and Route 4, that's causing some backups there. On eastbound 270, well, they've never recovered from that earlier accident that was at Lindbergh and again at Washington Elizabeth. You're slow from Missouri Bottom, and that goes all the way around through New Florissant. Then you're heavy again from West Florissant out through 367 in downtown. We're heavy from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. This report brought to you by Staples. When your paper supply is in need of resupply, turn to Staples. Staples has everything you need to print at great prices. Right now, get special deals for even more savings in-store or staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Edlin from the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark, grab your phone, and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line, your connection to us and our connection to you on the Big 550 KTRS.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, Family Dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
What's that sound?
Oh, that's just Jim, our screen repair guy. It's a little-known fact that the window screen repairman hibernates during the winter months when broken screens are scarce. Then, as spring brings warmer weather, he awakens to once again begin his work.
Wow, really?
No, not really. Only wild animals hibernate. Jim is just taking a nap because he doesn't have many screens to fix.
Oh.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to avoid the spring rush and drop off your screens to get them ready for warmer weather.
Oh, yeah?
Then you can open up those windows at the first sign of balmy breezes, instead of waiting like your neighbors will have to.
Oh, so the screens keep the bugs out while the balmy breezes come in.
Bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush.
Really?
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475 or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, Mr. Shannon, I just want to say thanks for all you do.
Thank me for what, Eddie?
Well, you've just done so much, Mr. Shannon. You brought joy to so many people as a ball player. You've been the great voice of the ball club for decades. You really represent our town well. And not to mention what you've done for Fast Eddie.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be part of this town for a long time. And while we're at it, thanks to Fast Eddie's for being a part of it also.
Thanks to Fast Eddie?
That's right, Eddie. Think of all the good times you provided for folks. Fast Eddie's had become a legendary destination. You've been pouring the coldest beer in town, feeding the good people with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. You've kept folks entertained with live music, and you've only gotten better with that huge patio. This town simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mr. Shannon. We are sure lucky to be part of one hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, guys. My name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses. Now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Outdoor life, but in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cup or bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hard and soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make plans now and get your tickets as St. Louis FC will battle the conference rivals, the Charleston Battery, on Saturday, July 15th, and Louisville City FC on Saturday, July 22nd. Be a part of the action and excitement of professional soccer in St. Louis. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Attention those approaching Medicare. Are you overwhelmed with choices? You need the Medicare Man. This is Ryan Raphael. People call me the Medicare Man because that's my specialty. I help people select the right plan to fit their individual needs. Let me guide you through the confusing maze of choices. I represent most plans, and my services are free to you. For the right plan, call the Medicare Man. 314-368-6808. 368-6808.
How's your deck holding up? Time for a new one? Time to redo the one you're sitting on? It's time to call Outdoor Living. Outdoor Living last summer helped me with my deck, and I cannot tell you how thrilled I am. Outdoor Living, Inc. not only showed me all the different options, whether it's PVC, composite, vinyl wrapped, wood, but Outdoor Living has the largest showroom in St. Louis, 2,000 square feet of decking, so I figured out exactly what I wanted from the largest showroom in town. 314-966-DECK or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
So you get this idea for your company. Great. But then...
it's too expensive.
Too complicated.
I want to say yes.
We've never done it that way before.
Yeah, no.
Not during summer.
Nah.
Why now?
I liked it better before you explained it.
Start saying yes to your company's best ideas. American Express Open can help with money and know-how so you can get business done.
We can't do that, can we?
Yes, we can.
Visit open.com and see how American Express Open can help you get business done.
Well, I'm heading for Southern California, and you're welcome to join me. Hop on, let's go. We're going to check in with Mike Evans. And that's made possible by Annie Guns. Take it from Peon when he says...
try the French dip.
See, hey, that's his go-to food, is the French dip. And I tried it because of him, and he's right. He was right. Just as I'm right about everything else I say about it. Look, Annie Guns, just, you'll see. You'll see when you go there. But make a reservation. Please, you're going to need it. Lunch, dinner, closed on Monday, so is the Smokehouse, which is right next door, and gift cards to either or both, always a good idea. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Guns Restaurant and Smokehouse Market. Say hello to Mike Evans, everybody.
Come on now.
What's up,
homie?
How you doing?
Good.
You think you'll be in this?
I don't think I'll be in it. I think I'll be.
How was Father's Day?
It was good. Sons of bitches, children of mine, never ever, you know, I never see them Father's Day.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, you see them. Ooh, see, to me, it's not, Father's Day itself is not that important. It's the rest of the year. See.
Yeah, I love my kids, though. They're great.
Yeah.
They're all great. Pockwist question, three of these four ladies always go commando.
Oh, boy.
Hold on,
you're a California guy. A lot of people here might not, I'm serious, might not know what that means.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm telling you. I've said commando to people in this part of the country. They go, what's that?
Well, that's when you don't wear underwear. I have never ever worn underwear.
No, I know that, but I'm telling you, there are people in this part of the country who don't know what that means. It means no underwear, no tidy. What the heck?
I just threw up in my mouth.
You belched.
I know.
You belched in the middle of Mike's segment.
When he said, I never wear underwear, I went.
What the hell is me not wearing underwear have you making you
He's
belch?
He's saying the thought of that makes him disgusted. That's what he ruined you. He ruined the whole report already.
You ruined the whole freaking report.
Freaking 30 seconds. Mike. Ruined the whole thing.
I got to take a leak. I'm wearing shorts. It's 116 degrees today. What I do is just pull my left pant leg over to the right. Let him do his thing.
Now we're all getting sick.
Did a little shake,
Now we're all sick.
Put the boy back in his position.
Yeah.
Hanging left.
Oh, boy.
Batwing alert.
What was that shit? What was that?
We had to cut Mike off. Uh-oh. Mike, every once in a while, forgets the words you can't say.
Yeah.
And he
Even
says
after
them.
Being in radio for how long?
He says he's been in radio a long time. So now we're
did
back.
Did I say that?
Yeah, yes. You did. Now we're back live. And you people with the app, lucky you, you heard it. What do you have for us today?
All right, Ian. Three of these four ladies always go commando. They never wear underwear. But one of these ladies always says she always wears underwear. Who wears the underwear? Beyonce, Jennifer Lawrence, Rihanna, or Halle Berry? Love Nuggets, unbelievable. Huma Abedin has stopped the proceedings and is not divorcing her husband, Anthony Weiner.
Well, why should she? He's a good, upstanding
man.
You bet.
Unbelievable. Wow. This is kind of cool. Best friends, married couples, Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah.
And her husband, Nashville Predator, Mike Fisher. Keith Urban, his wife, Nicole Kidman. Tim McGraw and his wife, Faith Hill.
Yeah.
All of them live in the same neighborhood in Nashville. They are planning to take an around-the-world sailing trip this summer on a 400-foot yacht.
How will they afford that?
I don't know. Hmm. Would that be nice, though?
Yeah.
And you see Faith Hill, Nicole Kidman, Carrie Underwood in the bikinis every
yeah.
day?
Yeah, now you're talking. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Of the three, which one?
I go Faith Hill.
I would go Faith Hill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Carrie Underwood all day long.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, now you're talking.
There you go.
Oh, how big.
He's on a dozen alternative dating sites.
Oh.
I'm not supposed to know this, so I'm not supposed to tell you. However.
And there's always a however in life.
2.5 weeks. Get ready for a really good movie, maybe the best of the summer, Spider-Man Homecoming with Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Marissa Tomei, Michael Keaton, and Tom Holland. Spider-Man is Spider-Boy back in high school. It's really good. Not supposed to tell you this either, but War for the Planet of the Apes with Woody Harrelson is the best of the franchise. It'll be released July 14th. We'll review it July 13th. One more secret. Madonna biopic has been greenlighted by a major studio. I don't want to say which one.
Universal.
It's on the fast track casting soon. Who would want to see a biopic of Madonna?
I might if they'd let it tell the truth. If she has no say in it, I would.
Well, she'll have every say in it.
Well, then I'm not going to watch it. It's what she wants you to know.
A lot of listeners ask me, where can they see stars when they come to Los Angeles or New York? Well, I got a new place for you. If you're going to New York on vacay, 433 Greenwich Ave, it's in the West Village, condominium building. It's only about 40 condominiums in this building. Jessica Biel, Justin Timberlake, Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, Meg Ryan, Harry Styles, and Jennifer Lawrence all live in this building.
Hmm.
Pretty good. 433 Greenwich Ave. Last Father's Day nugget, Ari Nagel has fathered 23 kids, took a couple months off. Now he's fathered another 6 kids via the New York Reproduction Center. Wow. 2 New York Post headlines above the story on Father's Day's edition yesterday in the Post. First headline over his picture, Great Balls of Science.
That's good.
The other headline over another picture of him, Return of the Sperminator.
Oh, man.
That's good.
And finally.
Did I
say the S word on the radio?
Yes, you did.
It's only because of Dan. Dan should be suspended for that crap. Which one of these ladies always wears underwear? The other three never wear underwear. Beyonce, Jennifer Lawrence, Rihanna, Halle Berry.
I'll go Beyonce.
Yeah, I'll say Beyonce wears underwear.
I will say that, Halle Berry.
Halle.
Okay. Way to go, Dan.
Wow.
Would have been a really good report. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. Same great proprietor, same quality. Closed on Mondays, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. Gateway Lock and Security, I passed by there today, and I almost stopped in, but then I realized I didn't quite have enough time, because I knew if I did, we'd get started, and I'd be there an hour, because I love looking at the screens, which show in ultra-high definition everything the cameras see outside that office, and then the storage facility back behind them, and I really don't understand why anybody who can would not have high-definition surveillance. You heard the guy call earlier when Jose was on. This guy went to one of these big box stores and saw, ooh, I can buy the cameras myself. It's a nightmare. He can't even, you go to show somebody, hey, let me show you my house. And then there's nothing. It doesn't work. It's not something to me that just everybody should tackle. Let people who know how to do it right. Gateway Lock and Security. Indoors, outdoors, 3 cameras, 2 cameras, 8 cameras, whatever. They'll help you decide. And they're not going to tell you need 8 cameras just to sell you 8 cameras. Maybe you don't. Maybe you need 1 in, 1 out. Maybe you need 3 or 4. But let's do it right if we're going to do it. Because it's not going to do you any good if they're not working. And you go to tell the cops, I got him right here. Let me see. And there's nothing. It didn't record it. Get the bad guys. Make it easy. There's the face. The face is. And it could be for your home or your business. Please do us a favor. Just go check out their website, gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
It is time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
I just can't figure out what's going on tonight. It happened this morning and this afternoon. Traffic is just nuts. We've got a new 6-vehicle crash on northbound Highway 270 at Graboy that has 3 right lanes blocked. Traffic right now is jammed back to Tesson Ferry. You've got another accident on southbound Highway 270 before Highway 40 that's got 2 right lanes blocked. Now, they did clear the accident at Big Bend, southbound 270, so traffic is stop and go from Olive all the way down to Marshall Road. You've got this accident on eastbound Highway 70. It is just a little bit west of Route 4. That has you're jammed up to Highway 55. Looking better in North County, westbound or eastbound 5570 is slowing now. Midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant, we do have an incident on westbound Highway 70 after the Earth City Expressway. You're going to find slow to stop and go pockets from Highway 170 all the way out through the Earth City Expressway. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. And I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
You listen to us, we listen to you. Hello?
Steve, thanks for holding on. You're first up. Welcome to KTRS.
Hey,
Rob. Hi.
Hey,
Since KTRS is live and local, you can join the conversation by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
Yes, hello. I just had to call in and tell Jennifer I am so thrilled to hear her on this particular station.
Go back to the phones here. Jan, you're the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning, Jan.
I have two things.
Yes.
One, have you ever heard of a place called Bodine?
We're St. Louis's biggest conversation. The Big 550 KTRS. KTRS.
Most times, two is better than one. And that's never more true than at Shawnee Bluff Winery and Shawnee Bluff Vineyards near Lake of the Ozarks. Shawnee Bluff offers two beautiful venues and two astounding views. The winery is a perfect spot to enjoy every day with a relaxing menu and an amazing view. And at the vineyards, you can sample award-winning wines and take in concerts from acts like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Oak Ridge Boys. Shawnee Bluff. Plan your visit today at ShawneeBluffWinery.com.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
The key to success? Keep it simple. Especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, five times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
It's been another violent, deadly weekend in St. Louis. What police are saying about the latest round of violence?
A fire drives a family from Jefferson County out of their home. The message they have for one passerby tonight.
911 service in Illinois in danger of losing funding. What's needed to keep 911 up and running beyond next week? First at 6, St. Louis's homicide rate is now ahead of last year's pace. Good evening, I'm Sandy Miller.
And I'm John Brown, in for Rafer Weigel tonight. The violence over the weekend pushed the number ahead of the murder count from this time last year. Fox News' Rocky Madden has learned the police are putting in some long hours trying to find a whole lot of killers. Rocky?
Yeah, John, they are busy here at police headquarters. Detectives sure are. This year so far, there have been 85 homicides.